previously on Unranked.
We have to take a break.
Okay, you go.
So, and she might be throwing up. So hold on, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll hang here.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
We should have, like, technical difficulties music. Or, like, that's like...
We've got the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I can... I'll stick that in there.
With, like, a graphic or something that says, like, Tuda fucked up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
or like
good.
Tom fucked up one time. Whatever happens.
Hello and welcome to the 419th episode of the Unranked Podcast. This is Christian Humes here with Alex Tuna Marinello.
Oh, just caught me mid-yawn. I'm not even tired. I don't know what the hell that was. What's going on?
Not much. If you watch that, you see me smirk after you're like, you should put some kind of like graphic up. And the second you said that, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I was like, you just gave me the audio for it. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. I'm shocked I'm not in the same hoodie I was last week. I feel like week to week I'm in the same clothes. So what's been going on? What are you doing? Doing the Pokemon? We don't really have a lot to talk about, people. So
I'm sure we will find.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is not a lot planned in my head, so we're going off the cuff.
Well, you said you had something right at the jump, but did you want that at the jump, or you want that
Pokemon? Let's just get the Pokemon out of the way.
Okay. Oh, okay. I mean, look, last week was a good Pokemon, so
yeah.
You know.
But this week, the trivia section on this Pokemon.
All right. Well, last week we had Weasel. This week we have its evolution, Floatzel. It is what you might expect from an evolution. You know, if you think of Weasel really looks like it could have just been a starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
The design is that good. This looks like the mid stage for that Pokemon. It's like this, this needs a third stage. This needs to complete the arc, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. If you're wondering what the difference is, instead of the rubber dinghy around its neck, it's now wearing it like a boa, and it goes all the way around its body. So it starts up at the neck almost like a big fur, but then it wraps around its back. Still has the twin fox tails. The center body piece now has an additional sort of like teardrop. And the fins are longer. Fin on the head is cooler. It's got little like black markings. I mean, it definitely just looks a little bit bigger and tougher.
It does. I actually don't like this Pokemon, which is funny because I really like his base design. I don't like that. He just looks like a dick. He just looks like that like lifeguard at the pool that thought they were really cool, you know? And I think it's because of the way he's standing. Like, he's got his arms around that thing.
Oh, I think he looks a little bit like a gangster.
No, I think he's full of himself. See, I'm taking the opposite approach. I'm thinking that he's like, I'm cool. He's like,
so we're both seeing the confidence. You think he's feigning it? I think it's real.
No, I don't think it's real at all. I think he's I think he knows he's a bitch, but he's just I gotta look cool for the ladies.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting from this guy.
I had a feeling we were taking a step down on this one.
Definitely.
I'm guessing it's going to be more significant than I thought, but needs a third. It needs a third line. Got to get that third stage for this Pokemon.
I can absolutely be swayed. So, you know.
Well, tell me about its name.
Sure. First of all, I'd like to say that this trivia section might be one of the most bare bones trivia sections of any Pokemon that we've gone through.
Oh, wow. You weren't lying.
So I will just read to you the trivia section. That is how short it is. So origin, Floatzel may be based on an otter or weasel combined with various flotation devices such as inflatable armbands, a life jacket, and a life raft. Floatzel's two tails can rotate like a screw. Similarly, how boats use propellers to move by pushing water. The name origin, Floatzel and Flozel, may be combinations of float and weasel. That is the entire trivia section, folks. That's it. The whole thing. Done.
Yeah, that is very limited. I think that probably has to do with, like, it doesn't have too many major appearances in the anime either or in the games. And that's got to be really one of the things that kind of holds this Pokemon back.
Oof. I think it should be held back. I think that by that alone, it should be held back on our list. Not to the bottom, but not, you know.
That's okay. I mean, I'm probably inclined to agree. Let's go ahead. I'm going to shake things up here. Let's not go to Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Let's go to Black and White and look at its Generation 5 Pokedex entry.
Okay.
It's a common sight around fishing ports. It's known to rescue people and carry off prey. So it is a lifeguard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a utilitarian Pokemon. You're definitely right about that.
Mm.
Oh, this is interesting. In X and Y, it floats. And this is where Pokemon's always weird with anything that's like, it's a part of their biology, but it also just, it's like an inflatable. So like, what does that mean? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, what is that made of?
Like any Pokemon that would or does, I'm not even sure if they do, have wheels.
Yeah.
Like, how do wheels actually work?
Yeah.
In a bio thing?
Yes.
I don't know why. I just, again, sentences for me. Sometimes I finish them, sometimes I don't.
Magnemite. So, he's got like screws in him. Like, what's going on?
Right. How's that work?
Well, that so sense. This says in X, it floats using its well-developed flotation sac. I do not like it being described as a flotation sac.
Well, it's kind of like those, isn't there a bird that like scoops in air and then they have like an air sac that comes out of
it puffs
their mouth?
Its chest. Yeah, the very famous, it puffs its chest and does a little dance and...
Yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe that's what's going on here. That's a little weird, though. It's telling you, this Pokemon...
very weird.
I don't know about this Pokemon.
All right, well, let's pull the list up.
Yeah.
Let's pull the list up. Let's take a look.
Pull it up. What do we got?
Where's your initial feeling on this Pokemon?
I hate to say it, but like right in smack dab in the middle is my initial... Like under Vespiquen, maybe? That would be like 21.
I would put it above Vespiquen for sure.
Oh wow! Okay, you'd put it above Shinx. Our
I
great
would. I, no,
of,
I see your argument here, and I think I really feel like this is just a mistake. Like this Pokemon was meant to have three stages.
Yeah.
Shinx is such a great design. I just can't decide
right
if I like
there.
Him better or not than the fossils.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm good with it right around there.
Let's put it above Rampardos, below Cranidos.
All right, that's fine. I'm good with that. That works for me.
All right, there it is, number 20 on our list. So not terrible out of 33.
No, not terrible.
33 deep for Generation 4, the last Pokemon of series. /year 7, season 4.
Season 4, right. Series 7, season 4.
Well, it's series 1 of series 4, series 7 overall of the show.
Okay. Sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Maybe we should consider them sagas.
Okay. Go on.
You know?
Yep.
Like within seasons, we have sagas, we have yearly a year is a series.
Yeah.
A season is defined by the generation, and a saga is the delineation between years of each season. So like season 4, we're about to finish our first saga and we're going to enter the second saga.
Sure. What arc are we in?
We're doing the training arc right now, right? Before you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And I get a text from Brett, who is sitting on the other side of the couch.
When was this? Today?
This was like 10 minutes before we started this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a picture of the traders.
Okay.
So she said, have you heard of this show? And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. So I went, yeah, I've heard of it. And she went, well, my coworker said that there's like a lot of Big Brother people on it. And there's someone from The Bachelor's on it. And she was like, she said, like, we would love it. Like, we would think it was so good. And I just went, yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah, the problem. I just couldn't bring myself to say not only had I watched one season, but I've watched 2 seasons.
Oh, so now you need to pretend like you haven't seen any of it.
Right. Exactly.
Could you convince her to watch the UK season that you haven't seen.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that one is starting, like, it just started, I think, this week. No, I know.
But I think we'd have to go through the other US ones first.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she would buy into, let's watch the second season of the UK one. That's sure, not as our first foray. That's not going to work.
Sure. Man, you're going to have to really fake it because the US one is demonstrably worse than the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's still great. Like, I think if you don't have access to it, which actually, that's bullshit now because they have the UK one on Peacock. So just watch that if you haven't watched either of them. Don't start with the US one. But it's still good. I mean, I still watch it, but it's not the same.
No, but it's yeah. So I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't bring myself to say, hey, by the way, I've been watching. Not that I've been watching it in secret, but
you didn't include because you didn't want to wait.
Yeah. I didn't want to wait.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And
Well, if I remember correctly though, like it makes sense because it was around this time last year. It was when it came out, it was in like January, which was also when you were going to watch Lost, and that went haywire because of waiting for her to be able to watch Lost. So I understand why you're like, I'm already trying to watch one thing.
I mean, I already got in trouble for watching Masters of the Air without her because her mom asked us, like, oh, if we're watching anything, we recommend anything. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm watching Masters of the Air. And she goes, when are you watching that? I go, I was watching it when you fell asleep. Like, I'm watching it in bed when you fall asleep. Because I stay up to like, midnight, 12:30.
Yeah.
Either playing games or watching stuff on my iPad.
Yeah.
And she goes, I loved Band of Brothers. Like, why didn't... like so I got in trouble for not watching that with her. And I was like, I already started with you. And she didn't really like it. So...
This is why I watch a lot of anime. Because I have to watch things that aren't going to get me in trouble for watching them alone.
Yep.
You know?
Sure.
I literally have tried to fake it before, Alex, and I have gotten caught. Like, I couldn't pull it off because I couldn't pay attention the same way I would pay attention watching it for the first time. And Therese was like looking at me like halfway through the episode. I don't remember what it was, and she was like, "You've seen this already." And I was just like,
"Yeah, I remember this. I remember you saying this."
Fuck.
Yeah. Yes.
So I don't even try it anymore.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm just like, all right, I guess I'm going to rewatch something again.
Yep.
Oh, man. But that's exciting for you because it'll be fun the next time it's on for the first time.
Sure. We'll see. We'll definitely.
Maybe she just won't like it either.
Possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of rewatching, because of the untimely death of Akira Toriyama.
Oh, okay,
very sad. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a lot of great posts online.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible to really. I mean, it sucks that we found out while we were recording last week. I was like, I can't deal with this right now. Let's move on. I decided to rewatch Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball, not Z.
Not Z.
So I started. Maybe I'll do Z after. Who knows? Man, that show fucking moves. At least the first. Like, I don't know what the first seasons or whatever were, but 28 episodes. In 28 episodes, Alex, they have already collected all of the Dragon Balls, made a wish, and had an entire training and tournament in 28 episodes.
Wow.
It is
wow.
Like a perfect concentration of everything you want out of Dragon Ball in just the first 28 episodes of the show.
Wow.
Oof. It's great. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really good. So I just finished that tournament arc today. It's great. I'm enjoying rewatching it. I don't think I'm going to do all of Z. I might not even like, part of me when I finished that tournament today, I was like, oh, that might be good. Like, I got kind of everything I wanted out of that. I don't know if I need to watch the next 100 episodes because I feel like it's about to get really outsized and stretched out in a way that's not really like fun at a certain point. But boy, that early stuff is good. And it's what's really cool about it is, you know, later, if for a lot of people, Dragon Ball Z is the original and they think of Dragon Ball as the prequel, but it wasn't actually made in that order. But like most fans of Dragon Ball, it's like you're centered around Z. Like Z is the central point, and you have the thing that came before Z and thing came after Z. And people kind of think about it like, you know, the Star Wars prequel a little bit. but it works way better because it was actually made chronologically. And it's just funny thinking about, like, people are still think, like, oh, how is he friends with, like, Vegeta and stuff? And it's like, yeah, Vegeta's pretty bad because he, like, massacred entire, like, planets of people. That being said, like, basically everyone that you think of in Dragon Ball Z as, like, Goku's crew was, like, a bad guy at first. Like Oolong was a bad guy. Yamcha was a bad guy. Like, all of the people he hung out with, basically other than Bulma and, I guess, Krillin, were bad guys at the beginning. And we're all... Right. Like either assholes or evil. Like Piccolo is evil. Like,
yep. Well, Piccolo, that I knew Piccolo was evil. But I actually, yeah, no, they were all evil, right? I think you're right. They were all evil.
Yamcha was like living in the desert alone. He was like a bandit, and he like tries to like kill Goku the first time he meets him. Like, he was just like a child.
And that's what's funny is that, like, I remember watching Dragon Ball Z, like, the first episode or so, and when they all get together, they're like, oh, hey, Goku, I haven't seen you in a while. And I had never seen Dragon Ball before.
Yeah.
So Dragon Ball Z, when they were like, oh, hey, Goku, like, it's been, I'm like, well, oh,
where are they all? These are his friends.
Like, yeah. It was kind of like, oh, okay. Oh, set that up quick. But I had no idea there was all this backstory for years.
Yep. It's cool. That was really fun to watch. You know, it was fun to do. I want to talk about another anime briefly, but I think instead I'm going to do this. Boys, alerted by
one boy,
as alerted by our Discord, there's a new grape flavor, which I haven't gotten yet, but there's also a brand new Spindrift Island Punch flavor. And this, Alex, this is it.
This is it?
This is an elite new... I mean, they come out with a lot of new flavors, and sometimes they're good. Sometimes, you know, they're not for everyone. This is an elite flavor. This is entering the pantheon of top Spindrift flavors. I would personally place it at number 3 for me.
What's number 1?
I go lemon.
Okay.
I go lemon limeade. And now I go Island Punch.
Oh. So you go lemon, and then lemon lime?
Yep.
And then this.
Yeah, and I sort of, like, I don't even, sometimes I question whether lemon lime belongs there because I feel like it's too derivative from lemon. But lemon, I love so much, so it's kind of hard for me to not, you know, just put it there. I would put this just above the new blood orange tangerine, which I think is exceptional.
Okay.
You've got passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Passion fruit, orange, and guava, yeah.
Tastes like Hawaii. It just tastes like tropical citrus fruit.
All right. And how much juice is in there? 5% or something, right?
Okay, so this is fascinating.
Oh, boy.
It's not on the label. It doesn't give you a number.
Really?
I wonder if they've changed that. That being said, it's not even the highest calorie. It's 13 calorie. I think the highest one is 17. I wonder if they've changed their branding for some reason with that, or if they just don't include that specific information. I don't know why that would change. Maybe with newer flavors, because I know in the past they've reworked flavors several times. Maybe they don't do that because they've reworked the flavors and it costs them more money to change the cans. Maybe that's why. But yeah, it's not listed. That was like the first thing I thought, because I'll tell you what, if you pour this one out, it's definitely like the darkest color I've seen. It looks kind of like juice when you pour it into a cup. Because I had to crack it open right away. So I put it into some ice, which I usually don't like to do because I don't want it to get watered down. So I put it in a ton of ice. I was like, oh, just looks like juice.
Yeah.
It's going to be very good to mix. I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to take one of these, one of the pineapples, pour them together, a little bit of gin. You got a party.
Sounds great. It's a party. This guy's a big time partier.
I texted Matt Acevedo about this. He's a big drifty.
A drifty.
He was like, where can I go get one? And I checked, like, on Spindrift, they have a you can search and find where you can buy them near you. And I even checked Instacart too. No one has Island Punch in Southern California. So I had to order the case from Spindrift, which, bit of a gamble because they only sell them in 24 packs.
Right.
So I was like, boy, I hope I don't dislike this.
Interestingly, we had a little bit of a snafu here. Brittany sent me to Costco to get these Nightingale ice cream sandwiches. So before I had left, she said to me, get four boxes of them because we'll keep two for ourselves and we'll give one to my mom. And I was like, okay. So I go there to Costco. I had to get a couple other things anyway, but I'm there, I'm in the frozen food section. I see the boxes and I'm like, three? So I call her. She doesn't pick up.
Yeah, I knew it.
Fucking
I knew
classic.
it.
She doesn't pick up. Fucking classic. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm getting three. So I get the three. I go home and she sees me carrying in. There were 18 in a pack, so
So these
52.
boxes are a lot bigger than she thought.
So I'm going like this. I'm walking
Yeah.
in with 52 ice cream sandwiches. And she goes, what the hell is, she's like, what the hell is this? I go, you said get three boxes. And she goes, yeah, three boxes of four, not three boxes of 18 each. Like, there's more in one box than I wanted of three boxes. And I said, well, I called you. You didn't answer the fucking phone. And she goes, well, I called you back. I go, I know you called me back. But by the time you called me back, I was on my way home. So there's no reason to pick up the phone. I didn't want to have to deal with it then that I fucked up. So I just thought I'd deal with it now that I fucked up. But, answer the fucking phone. If I'm out, answer the fucking phone.
Yeah, no, I we have the same conversation often when I go to the store and then I don't get a message back. So now
God
it's
damn.
just if I come back with something you didn't want,
Well,
although
now
I've
we got
you got
52 fucking
40 you
ice
got
cream
45
sandwiches.
lemons and 89 limes.
84.5 of 89 limes, right? So now we're in. We got boxes. I got boxes of pack. I got boxes of
Got
ice cream
way too
sandwiches
many
here.
fucking sandwiches, too.
I
You
got
got
ice
way
cream
too many.
sandwiches for
How
days,
do you
and
even
it's
have
all
room for that many ice cream sandwiches?
the same. Well, we got a downstairs fridge and a freezer,
Oh, what a freezer.
but
Okay.
yeah. But I got to. I mean, it's all the same flavor too. That was the other thing. I was like, it's not even like it's a goddamn variety pack. It's a fucking ice cream sandwich with cookies and cream ice cream, which is great the first couple that you have. By the
Yeah.
time you're on your fucking sixth, seventh, eighth ice cream sandwich, it's like,
Yeah.
ooh, wish I had a different flavor.
Yeah.
That being said, it's a very good ice cream sandwich. It's nice and thick.
Nice.
So, yeah. But I mean, that's
Is it
classic.
like
I
a
mean,
real
it's
cookie on the sandwich? Or is it just like
no, it's
the.
real.
Okay.
No, well, it look, I think the way they've made it is they've cooked like a sheet. They have to like cook a sheet of cookie,
Yeah.
right? And then they just have the sheet, would do the
But is
ice
it
cream,
like
then
the
put
dark
another
chocolate
sheet.
standard cookie? Or is it like a chocolate chip? Like what kind of cookie is
Chocolate
it?
chip, chocolate chip, chocolate chip.
Oh, okay. Cool. Awesome.
And it seems like a real cookie, but like not in a
Yeah.
circular. It's not that kind of ice cream sandwich. It's a rectangle.
It's a bar, but with a real cookie.
Yeah.
They've taken the
It,
two ice cream sandwiches, the design you like,
the
but the
design you
preferable
like.
cookie, and they've mixed
Right.
them.
Yes.
All
That's
right.
what's happened.
I
It's
like
good.
this.
It's good. It's really good.
That does sound
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
A little hack for you. And this may,
Okay, talk to me.
but well, you actually have that big trunk, so this might, I don't know what your trunk situation is, 'cause you how deep is your trunk, or is your trunk tall? You have like a tall trunk, right?
I have a Jeep,
Yeah.
so I can put the seats down, except for where the
Yeah,
kids'
but
car
otherwise
seat
it's not
is.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, we have a Camry, which has like, although it's a sedan, has like a big trunk. Like it's a very long sedan. It's like driving a boat.
I'm familiar with Camrys. I have one, an old one.
Well, we had gotten during lockdown to go to the movies, we would go to the drive-through. And to make that experience a lot better, I got like a big cooler that was like the biggest cooler I could fit in our trunk. And I got to tell you, leaving that in our trunk has been the ultimate thing for the grocery store, because when I go to the grocery store, I have all my bags. I pop open the trunk and I just drop them in. So especially if you have anything cold or frozen, it's like really good for that. But then there's nowhere for the bags to go. Like everything's like locked up and lined up. It's great. It's great. It's such a nice little way to organize my groceries. And then it doesn't take up space in the garage, you know?
I
Gotta
mean,
get everything off the ground so I can do VR.
we almost bought like a whole stacking freezer thing with like drawers. That would be it was just a freezer that looked like
Yeah.
a tall closet. We almost bought that from Costco, but I was like, we don't have enough freezer stuff, and this would cause us to buy more freezer stuff that we
Yeah.
don't eat because we don't even eat the stuff that we do buy. So,
What's the electricity run on that for a year too, I wonder?
yeah,
Just having that extra
oh,
freezer go. She
yeah,
probably Do you think you could stress that another
ridiculous.
freezer on that same circuit you have downstairs, or you probably have to put it on a different circuit?
Well, the box is the panel is right there. So if I wanted to,
Oh, you could. Yeah,
since I do know what I'm doing, I could
Yeah.
run my own
Well,
electrical.
you're not certified.
No, but I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you
I
could
can,
do it. That's impressive. That is impressive.
Yeah, a couple summers with Big Tony.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
I don't have to, if an outlet or a switch or whatever, if there's a line that's fucked.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody coming in here.
That's like one of the few things like at home that I want to learn for DIY. Mm. I got to get back to my drifty thing, but now I want to finish this.
Drifties.
Here's a tip for you.
Yeah.
And this is, I never brought this up till recently. I didn't think to, actually, is what I mean to say. But if you want to make sure your pipes stay clean in your house and you're not going to get like clogs, especially around like shower drains or like kitchen sinks. I learned this after we had the flood because I was like, what can I do to make sure we're never going to have a backup anywhere? Like, I don't want to clog anywhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, like you probably shouldn't use Drano or liquid plumber. You probably shouldn't use those things. They're generally like bad for your pipes. They're generally not good, especially because a lot of people have plastic pipes or they have plastic joints that they aren't aware of, and those things will eat away at them or eat away at the adhesives. You're really not supposed to use those things. Like, a lot of plumbers tell you, like, don't fucking use that. But there is something you can use. And it's an enzyme cleaner. It's basically an activated enzyme that breaks down organic compounds. The thing is, it's not great if you already have a clog. Like, it can help, but it's going to take you a lot longer and a lot more of it to use. However, a preventative, like just doing it, using it a few times a year, it's basically going to keep your clogs from ever getting that buildup. So like every other month, I basically pour down, I think it's like 24 ounces down like our kitchen sink, and I do it in the showers and in the toilet. So I basically use like a jug every other month on the house. And like, you know, it's a newer house, so hopefully no backups anytime soon. But like, this stuff will basically keep anything from happening, because it will it'll like break up hair, it'll do everything. You just pour it in, I do it at night.
Break a what?
It'll break up hair, it'll break up like anything organic.
I thought you said break up hair.
Oh, break a pair.
Break a pair. Break a pair, too. That was very specific. Like, what was that in the commercial? They show that it breaks up a pair.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, don't use Drano. All right. So Matt's a drifty, right? I sent him this and he was like, I got to go get some. I was like, you can't. And so I was like, but if you swing by, I'll give you a can.
$20.
No. So I gave him a can, but he came by. But Matt is the most punctual person I've ever known in my life.
Okay.
He was like, I'll be there at 6:30.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. And this was like 5:15. So he was going to come by after work on his way home.
Okay.
And that's considering LA traffic. At 2:29, I look at my watch and I'm like, this motherfucker is going to be here on the dot. So I just like grab the can, walk down the stairs, put my shoes on. It flips at 6:30. I'm like right by the door and I get a text from him. I'm out front.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that he could have been like a couple minutes early and he was like, I said 6:30. So
I think he was absolutely there a couple minutes early because he was parked in front of my house, just like sitting there on his phone. I'm like,
Yeah.
How long? Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking, how long you been here?
I can't believe he's that much of a drifty. Now I can't believe I'm using the word, but he's that much of a drifty that he stopped by to pick it up.
I think it's better than drifters. That's what they call them. Yeah. I think drifty is better than drifters.
Drifter is terrible. They should totally go with what, you know, Swifties, drifties.
There's definitely a big Spindrift, Taylor Swift crossover audience.
Gotta do it.
Like, something tells me there's a large demo of their audience that likes Taylor Swift.
She should do commercials like the way Michael Cera did that CeraVe commercial and Buble did the Bubbly commercial. She should just do Drifties for Swifties.
Oh, man. That would just crush.
Done. Drifties for Swifties.
Bubbly. That would crush Bubbly.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we thought we had it with Michael Buble.
Yeah. Drifties for Swifties.
Oh,
Swifties for, it works both ways. Swifties for drifties.
They should
Swifties.
Do like a golden ticket challenge. Just buy two tickets to a Taylor Swift contest and be like, we're putting them inside a random box.
Yes.
Of Spindrift this summer.
Do you remember when Keystone did that? Keystone had the orange can that like you could, you bought a 30 rack. Yeah. Keystone had, I think, pretty sure it was just 30 racks. Could have been other racks as well.
But yeah.
The 30 racks when I was we were in college, they were selling them. And if I don't think you even won anything. I just think it was a cool thing that if you got like a rare orange
It's like
can.
getting an onion ring in your fries.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you won anything.
They're
So,
just sweet.
yep. Yep.
Hell yeah.
I have for the most part, even if I haven't continued with One Piece, I have for the most part taken your advice and I have watched things that you've told me to watch. Okay? Would you agree?
Well, I mean, look,
Okay.
I
Have you
think considering
watched?
your limited time.
Yeah, this is going somewhere. Have you watched The Devil's Plan?
Okay. So,
Is there an excuse? Is there an
there is.
excuse?
There is an
Okay.
excuse.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I
Yeah. Yeah.
wanted to, I was gonna watch it this weekend and I couldn't
Yeah.
remember what it was called.
Oh my
And I tried
God.
finding it in the episode because, but I was just scrubbing through it. I couldn't find it. And I it was like 10:30
It
my time,
is, let
so
me tell
you
you,
weren't gonna answer.
I finished it. Okay. It was worth it. It's very good.
Yeah, I'll watch
Okay.
it. I'll watch it before the
It's
next
great.
episode. I'm gonna watch it. How many episodes is it?
12.
All right, well, I'm done with I'm gonna pause on Dragon Ball because I think I kind of want to stop with it so I can watch other stuff anyway instead of like continue on. Like I got such a good concentration of it in those first episodes that I think that's like kind of all I really wanted out of the rewatch anyway. So I
Okay.
will start The Devil's Plan tonight.
All right.
And I mean, I know we're going to play some games tomorrow because we haven't been playing really much in the last week because our schedules.
Yep.
But otherwise, I actually already did all of tomorrow's shows. I'm actually like a day ahead on work, so I don't have any work tomorrow.
All right.
So I will probably watch half of the show tomorrow. Like
All
between
right.
today and when we talk tomorrow, I'll be halfway done with this
Okay.
thing.
There's some decent cliffhangers in there too. There's some decent cliffhangers in the show. It's a really good. It makes me like pumped for season because there is going to be a season two. I'm pumped. I just like. I will. I mean, I've said this before, but I like how complicated the games are. Like for the gen for a general audience, this show might not work because for the rules being explained to a general audience, they might just be like, "This is way too complicated." But I like that, and I know you like that. So, and I know we have another friend that also like some friends I would just not recommend the show to because it would just be like, no. But there's some friends that I'd be like, okay, you like logic
A
games, you
lot of
like
people aren't even going to
puzzles,
watch it at the fact that it's subtitled already.
subtitled,
That's
right? I
eliminating
know,
half the people I know off the jump.
right. So anyway, that's all I got for
Okay,
you.
I will. You raise a good point. I will watch it because I have like unlimited time to watch things, so I should watch it. It's been tough because Teresa's been staying up to watch stuff recently,
I
and
hear you.
sometimes it, you know, last night. So you haven't seen Survivor yet, I'm assuming.
No, I haven't seen it.
Great episode.
My mom
Dying to
texted
talk to you
me.
about it for a
My
specific
mom,
reason.
the fact that my mom texted me asking me if I had watched this recent episode makes your point even stronger. That she
I'll
out
be
of the
honest.
blue, she's texting me about it.
I think there's like three things you could talk about from this episode, like all with different characters too. Like, you know, so like. I feel really good about this season.
Oh boy. All right,
But
I'm
there's something
pumped.
specific in this episode that you're gonna be like, oh, no wonder Chris wanted to talk to you about this episode.
Okay. No, I'm
I won't say
excited.
anything else.
Excited. I'm excited. I'm getting
But yeah,
excited. I'm
so
getting
last time we
pumped.
watched Survivor ends.
Okay. Yeah.
Teresa's like, how tired are you? I was like, I mean, I was like, I'm not going to bed yet. And she's like,
Oh my
Love is
God.
Blind. So we started
Oh, the
it.
Love is Blind reunion.
Dude, I didn't, we started at like almost 10 o'clock. I didn't know it was like an
Ugh.
hour and 45 minutes long.
Dude, yeah, we didn't know either.
I was
I would say like
exhausted.
the last half hour, you don't really like nothing really happens in the last half hour. All the good stuff happens in the first half hour, and it is good. They touch on everything
It was
that was like
relentless the first 30 minutes
relentless.
of
They did
that.
not let up. They did not let up. It
There
was
were points where I couldn't look
great.
at the TV.
Same. I was cringing. I was like cringing. I couldn't look at the TV and I was talking. And I'm like, oh my God. And Brittany's like, would you stop talking? I can't hear what they're saying. And I'm like, this is crazy right now. Oh,
I was yelling at
so
the TV,
good.
like, shut up, just shut up, just shut up,
I
stop
know.
talking, just shut up
Stop
and stop talking.
talking. Oh my
Why are
God.
you here? Shut up and stop talking.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it when Trevor showed up. I couldn't believe that he showed
Dude,
up. Why would you show up?
him being there
Dude.
isn't even the worst part,
Oh
dude.
my God. But like him. But like if I were him, I wouldn't show up. I would just fade away into obscurity. I would just be like, you know what I mean? Like delete all my social media and just.
Well, that guy Matthew was smart to not come.
Yeah, very smart to not come. Very smart to not come. I agree. What were you going to say was the worst part?
Just that entire first 30 minutes, like at a certain point, I was like, Therese, I'm like tired from this. Not tired of this, but like this has fucking drained me.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
I've got nothing left after that. How am I supposed to go on?
It was incredible.
That was wild.
I mean, the best is the casting. They just keep getting these fucking morons. They must be like, the producers must be like, cha-ching.
They're filming the next season right now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, fact that the whole Jeremy thing with sharing his location and then, but his Apple Watch was actually still tracking him is amazing. He is such a sleaze. It is unbelievable how much of a sleaze he is. Holy shit. Ugh. And then Trevor, oh my God, it's just like one train wreck after another with this show.
It's the most toxic thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you get like maybe one good couple, two good couples out of it per season, maybe.
Yeah.
Right, if you're lucky. I thought Clay handled himself very well.
Oh,
very well.
I honestly, I was pretty moved by Clay at one point. Totally. I was like, totally. Oh, I'm actually starting to get a little upset.
I don't think it is an act with Clay. I really do think he's got a lot of... because you know what it is?
I don't think he wanted to break up with her. I think he just didn't want to get married in 4 weeks. Right. I think he asked her at one point, he was like, can we just not get married and keep dating? Like, he's like, I probably want to marry you, but like, maybe not like tomorrow. Can we like wait 6 months?
Which is totally reasonable.
It's unbelievably reasonable for any of these people. Like,
and I also think like for him, like he definitely was going through some internal struggles because he talked a lot. Like he talked, he really talked, and he was analyzing. You could see him like analyzing things in real time while he's talking, and it's like that's just a guy who's just reflecting.
Yeah,
and
he was just externalizing everything.
Yeah, and he just sucks that he's going through this at the same time, and I don't know that he realized it would be this heavy. You know, you say, "Oh, I'll go on the show," blah blah blah, but until you're in it, you know. So I thought he was fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So I haven't really played anything. I've tried to play as much Balatro as possible.
Yeah.
I have had, you know, I was trying to think of like what percentage of my runs would I say are really good runs.
Go grab your Switch.
It's right here.
Okay. All right. Let's pull it up. We don't have to reveal everything, but let's see some stats. All right. So what percentage of runs have been good runs? I mean, I count anytime I win the run as a good run.
I'm in the middle of a run right now.
That's okay. You can go to the main screen and then go to your collection.
Right. Oh, almost hit new run. Oh, I did hit new run.
Oh, man.
I didn't. All right, stats. You want me to hit stats? Best hand? Not.
What do you have game speed on? I have game speed on 4.
I have whatever the basic is.
Okay.
I have whatever with the default.
We don't need to reveal best hands yet because that's for next week.
Highest round? Highest round is 25 for me. Highest ante is 11.
Highest
What are you doing?
Highest round is 31.
Wow, 31.
Highest ante. Oh, 2 pair at 754 times.
Wow, most played hand for me is a flush at 358 times. Most money?
Oh, you're gonna crush me on this. 255.
471.
I've only been flush with cash once or twice, and
I've
also, by the way, when I've been flush with cash once or twice, I never really had the cards that made me get like multis and stuff from the cash. So at a certain point, it was like just I had too much money, and then it was accumulating interest. Like
right.
What is your progress?
19.
I'm at 25. I've got an 84% collection though.
73 on the collection. Challenges, haven't done any. Joker stickers? I only have 1% of those.
Where does it say that? Joker stickers. Oh, 4%. Challenges. And then 9% on deck stake wins.
I only have 2% on the stake wins.
Where are challenges? Oh my God. I did. I I forgot I did this. I beat my first challenge.
Oh.
I have a challenge complete. Which is, challenges are tough. I'm working on unlocking all the decks. Have you beat anything yet on anything but base difficulty?
No.
Okay.
Like adding a chip or something?
Red stake is the second difficulty. So you unlock red stake, I think, on anything you've already beaten on white stake difficulty. Mm. You can below that increase, and then you can't unlock the next one until you beat it on that stake difficulty. Each one unlocks per deck.
Got it.
But like, so I unlocked, to unlock the Zodiac deck, right? Which I've unlocked, you have to beat red stake difficulty, but with any deck. And then to unlock the next one, you have to beat with any deck for green stake. And then there's black and blue and orange. Holy shit. I mean, trying to unlock these final ones might be really hard.
What makes it harder? Like the RNG gets harder? Like what becomes
okay,
harder?
So red stake difficulty is small blind, gives no reward money. So you basically should just always skip the small blind each round. Or if you need access to the store, just you're not going to get any reward money. That's it. So that's not terrible.
No.
Not terrible, but it does make it harder. Green, which I've unlocked on the ghost deck. So that's the one I beat the red stake with. Required score scales faster for each ante. So that means the required score is going to be higher and higher. And it includes the red stake difficulty. So I'm going to have to get higher and higher each time, and I'm not getting the bonus. So I feel like I'm going to get through green, but I bet the following one is going to be really tough.
Okay. All right.
It's a really great game.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really great game. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing, in fact, we're doing a challenge. If you're out there playing Balatro and you want to send in your best hand, take a picture of your best hand, take a screenshot, drop it in the Discord. We're going to reveal those next week, our best hands of Balatro.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exciting. Alex.
Mm.
This is my weekly One Piece check-in. So after I watch, what is this show called again? Fuck. I'm going to write it down. What's it called?
The Devil's Plan. Fuck me. Fuck me.
You know what's funny is I think I've seen this like on the recommended for me.
You definitely
because
have.
I've watched a lot of game shows on there.
Yeah, you definitely
like,
have. It's
also
definitely
like foreign game shows.
Yeah. It's definitely sitting there. I won't be surprised.
Okay. I will watch that. Speaking of foreign movies or foreign shows.
Okay. All right.
Perfect Days. Listeners out there, check out Perfect Days. It is one of the most wholesome movies you'll ever watch. It's really, really, really good. It was an indie film. It was like an independent film that came out. Out of Japan. It was at Sundance. It won some awards. I sent you and Tom a trailer to it, and it's about this Japanese man who he works as a cleaner for the public toilets in Japan. Have you seen these public toilets where they're like all glass?
No, so
it's really cool. So imagine a big glass box, right?
Yeah,
but all the glass is colored glass, so it's like green, blue, orange, like, but it's like entirely glass all around. So you can kind of see through it. But have you seen these new glass windows that you press a button and there's a film that's applied to the glass that makes it look frosted when it's activated?
When it's activated, yeah.
So it's these colored glass. So they're already a little difficult to see through because of the, you know, the coloring. And then when you go inside and a person is like in there using the public restroom, then they go opaque. Mm-hmm. So you can't see through them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy's job is to go and clean those.
That's amazing. But why is it compelling?
Because it is about this guy who has this job that most people probably don't look at as like a great job, although, you know, it does serve a function to society and important. And it's about him finding purpose in just like the small things in life.
I mean, sold me.
The trailer is really good. It has, I think, it has like this really good, like poignant, line of dialogue in it, which Denis Villeneuve would argue is not important, but I would argue is, you
give
know,
me a break.
But it is one of those lines where you're like, oh, that's a very well written piece of dialogue.
Okay,
that's like, so if you watch the trailer, interestingly, it's in 4:3, which is really fucking sweet.
4:3,
yeah, like the old standard definition.
Yeah,
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So
Cool.
that's on the docket. I'm wearing this.
Yeah, the One Piece hat.
That's right. Just so you know, for the audio listeners out there to know what I got on.
Look what I got on. What are you wearing, ASL?
How do we get Tuna reading the manga?
I have the app. I have the app.
What's gotta happen?
I don't know. I just have to. I just. It'll happen. It'll happen. Just give me some. I mean, I will tell you, the kid is becoming much more independent these days. I mean, she is really. I mean, we are in like full-fledged no phase. Like really in it now. Like she's just like no to everything. Everything. Everything is no. Even if she means yes, like her instinct is to say no. I'm like, do you want breakfast? And she's like, no. Yes.
Yes.
So like
No,
she so.
yes.
So she's like, no, yes. And then she already tries to trick me with the old switcheroo. So like she's in the bath and I'll be like, okay, it's bedtime. And she'll go, no. And I say, yes. And she'll go, no. And I say, yes. And then she'll go, yes. Thinking that I'm going to say no. And I'm like, you're not, I mean, I've been
No.
around the block, Aves. You're not fucking fooling me. Okay. So, but it's already kind of,
No.
she's lying too. Like she's lying. Like she's already,
Where's
like
she
she's
getting this from?
lying. I don't think I was this
Not Miss
sassy.
Rachel.
No. I
No,
might be
you weren't. You
school.
were quiet.
I was a pretty quiet kid. So there's no way she's getting it from me. She might be getting it from Britt or school because she goes to quote unquote school now in the mornings. So we'll, could be that. Could be that she's getting it from. But she's getting a little sass, getting a little fresh. Let's get a little fresh. Yeah. I told her to stop
What's
jumping
the
on the
plan
couch.
there?
Nothing. What am I gonna do? She's 2 and a half. I can't really do anything about it. So she's 2 and a half. You can't really discipline a two
Yeah,
and a
you
half. I
can't.
mean, you can. I mean, she understood. The funny thing is, like, she jumps on the couch and I say, stop jumping on the couch, and she'll stop, and then she'll look at me and say no, and then laugh. And I'll be like, she understands the concept. She understands the concept that I don't want her to do it, but she just doesn't care. And I can't like discipline her because she won't understand what a timeout or what a, if you like, she won't understand this complex thing of if you jump on the couch, you might fall. I'll have to call the doc. Like, we'll have to go to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, she gets it that she could get hurt, but she don't care. She don't care. So,
That's wild.
that's how we do.
I mean, when does she your kids start like preschool?
I mean, you could start them at three. I mean, she's already kind of in a, well, she's not really in preschool. She, I guess, three. She's going to a pre-preschool next year at when she turns three. She's going to one 3 days a week from like 9 to 2. So she's going like for a whole day, what they would consider a whole day. And then when she, this is the most fucked up part. When she turns four, there's a lottery here where if her name is picked, she gets free preschool. If her name is not picked, I gotta pay for the preschool. And then she turns five and she's in kindergarten, and good luck to you, kid. I'll see you when you go to college. If you go, call me if you want to go. I'll let you know.
How many people get access to the free preschool versus don't?
I have no idea. I actually haven't looked into it because I haven't
You know
had
what
to
I
concern
mean?
myself with it.
Like, what is that?
Basically, every kid who's four puts their name in the hat for the lottery of the free preschool offered by the town. And if your name isn't picked, you got to find a preschool to put them in, and you got to pay for it. So, obviously, until they turn five, and then they're in kindergarten, and they're in the system. I don't
Man.
know what the numbers are. I will tell you this though, this time next year, I probably will know very poignantly what the numbers are, and I will probably be talking about it on this
Great.
podcast
I
in a
can't
year.
wait to hear that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
Great. But yeah, you really got to get on the One Piece because
All right.
the manga right now is just
Wait, if it's on the, here's my question. If it is on the iPad, do I really have to scroll to the left? Like, wouldn't they just put it in the order that I could just scroll to the right?
Alex, Alex, you're asking the same
No?
question I asked for a long time.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Maybe it's somewhere in the settings. It certainly wasn't when I started using it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you what. you will get used to it and it, you will stop thinking about it. But I think I was annoyed with it for a little while.
Yeah.
Because, and admittedly, the reason it was also annoying too, by the way, is like you'd always scroll the wrong way on the first swipe. You always get it wrong on the first swipe and they kind of insult you and it'll be like, oops, sorry, wrong. You'll get a screen. Oop, wrong way. You got to go the other direction for this.
Oh, fuck off.
But here's the thing I'll say, and I think I understand why at least it didn't have it, and I don't believe it does, but
okay.
I think if you're swiping to the right, then you're more likely to read the panels in the wrong direction, because not only are you swiping left, but the panels are in the other direction. And that's like the more important thing, is that you do need to read right to left. So if you're swiping in the other direction, you're probably...
Fair enough. How annoying, though.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a weird little learning curve of like you'll read panels out of order by accident because you're just going to by default go left to right.
Because I've been reading left to right since I was four or whatever the hell. We're five whenever I start reading.
Yep. Yeah. At least the letters are left to right. You know.
Fuck me! Could you imagine? Jesus Christ!
I don't know why they don't just flip. Mm-hmm. You know, just flip it. Just there's got to be like an AI app now that can do it. Just flip it. Then put the translated text in.
Right. I'm with you. I get your point. Yeah.
Just for us stupid Americans that are lazy.
I'm really lazy. That's
it's at the peak of its game. Lazy. Imagine someone making a story for 25 years and writing like there are things, Alex, that are like poignant to the story right now that are like from the first like 100 chapters of the fucking that by the way, like when they were introduced and some of the things they said about characters or characters mentioned or like things that you saw visually just seemed like fun, extraneous information that like, you know, made the world seem interesting, but now are like popping up and you're like, oh my God, I forgot this ever even happened. Like, wait, hold on a second. Wait, what? And it's impossible to spoil this because from where you would be starting the show, where things are now, the context is so bizarre that I could probably straight up tell you things that like would be spoilers and you'd be like, the words you just said mean nothing to me. You know? So that's why I'm not too worried about talking about that. But yeah, if you're a One Piece fan out there and you're just watching anime, that's great. The anime is like fucking kicking into gear. It's just entered the arc that the manga's in. That arc in the manga is ending right now. So we're kicking off the end of that arc. We're very clearly in the real end game of this thing. I think it's been the best arc of the whole show, the whole thing right now. It's been, I'd say for the last several years, it's only gotten better, which is kind of like a hard thing to do, I think, for a story that big. Unlike Game of Thrones, where it feels like the story gets away from them and like bigger and bigger stories, like they accidentally write themselves like into a problem and the story gets out of control. This weirdly has had the opposite happen, where the longer it has gotten, the more interesting it has become, because the creator of it hasn't forgotten all of these little details that they like came up with and like has must just have one of the like most encyclopedic minds out there.
Right.
So it's great. It's super great. Awesome. Game wise, same thing. Helldivers, I do want to say that mech is pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, mech is cool. I only used it once, but it was good times.
The mech is sick. I haven't seen the vehicle, but apparently there is a vehicle that has appeared in some matches that will be probably rolled out overall, which kind of happened with some of the other stuff. But it looked like an up to 8-man vehicle, so possibly we might be getting a sort of big team mode. And other people have reported seeing stratagems that allowed them to call in like NPC Helldivers. So there were some computer-controlled Helldivers, which maybe that's what the 8 people is. But like both of those sound very cool, especially because right now it feels like Super Earth is getting their ass kicked. Right? It feels like the enemies, we've got flying enemies now. They've been kind of kicking our ass. So, you know, we need more weapons of war to go take these guys on. All right, Alex, you want to talk a little bit of news?
I mean, I don't know any news, but if you want to.
You don't know any news?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Rodgers might be a run for vice president. No, I'm just kidding. We're not talking about that. Well, PAX East is coming up. Tom will be there. So we're going to record early next week because it will be, Series 8, Saga 2 of Season 4 of the Unranked Podcast starting next week. So we are going to record early next week with Tom. Mm-hmm. PAX, I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of new stuff. I was watching this sort of stream of YouTube video of like upcoming games coming out this year that are all like indies that you haven't heard of. Man, okay. I don't know how many are going to come to console. I do hope a lot of them come to Switch for you, Tuna, because they're looking good.
Okay.
There's a lot. In fact, there's a game that was on Steam Next Fest that I totally forgot to play and I meant to, called Harold Halibut. Does this name ring a bell?
When you said it, it did.
So Harold Halibut was on like the second ever fantasy draft we did, like still before like fantasy drafts website like was a thing. It hasn't come out yet still. And it looks like because they had a playable demo of it, it's finally coming now. It's a stop motion claymation game where like everything was actually like handmade and animated, that's but then cool. Like, you know, like photographed and like digitally scanned in. It looks like Wallace and Gromit, like you're playing a Wallace and Gromit like video game.
Very cool.
So
that's cool.
Pretty excited about that. And speaking of Wallace and Gromit, I was on a Discord today for Walkabout Mini Golf. People are very excited for a brand new announced map, Wallace and Gromit, coming this summer for Walkabout Mini Golf. And
it's going to be, I mean, if this game keeps going, they're going to get more stuff. I mean, I'm so excited.
Yeah. And this everyone is expecting in the Discord. They're like, well, this shouldn't be the next course. There should be one, if not two more. Like, they have like a projected course, like timeline. Yeah. And the next course, they're like, well, if they stay according to schedule, which Icelayer was like right on schedule, basically, they're like, the next course should be like April 24th or something.
Yeah.
So there might actually be possibly two, but it's probably one more course and then that one. But interestingly, I saw something about the Walkabout Mini Golf course that's coming, which I'm going to lower my so you can see this image. Wallace and Gromit's
Golf-O-Matic?
Golf-O-Matic. It's got a windmill. I think this is going to be an incredible course. Oh, calling it the Golf-O-Matic.
Yep.
This graphic was put up and taken a picture of by Mighty Coconut, but this I saw in the Discord for the team making the Taskmaster VR game. So I did a little check-in on that. And we got our first look. They have an image of what the backstage at that theater looks like because they were going to be doing like some stuff backstage, I guess, in part of this game. And they got to actually scan the theater and everything else. So like, oh, well, like we've revealed the backstage of the Taskmaster theater through this. Getting really excited about that. It looks like they're still pretty much on schedule with their development. So they're feeling pretty strong about it releasing later this year. But no word yet of anything outside of Oculus, unfortunately.
Right.
Same goes for the other VR game I checked in on today.
Yes.
The Escape Simulator VR DLC is coming out April 2nd for Oculus. Well, on Steam as well. It's a free like upgrade to the game. They said that they wouldn't talk about other platforms until the game was out, which means in a few weeks when it does release, after that, and probably a week or two of like updates for whatever is broken, which happens in every game. after that, we should finally be hearing as whether or not it comes to PlayStation VR, because I'm not going to touch this game because I want to wait so that we can play it on PSVR, hopefully. But yeah, that's that game I'm very excited about. So if you're a VR player, especially on like Oculus or Steam, I mean, you've got two great games to look forward to at the moment that are coming. Other than that, let's see. Mario Day happened. The Mario movie Day. Sequel was announced.
Yep.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
out of the movie? Wario and Waluigi? I think they should make an appearance.
Real, you want Waluigi?
No? What's wrong with
I mean,
Waluigi?
I don't hate it.
Oh my God. What's wrong with Waluigi?
I don't know, man.
What?
He's never shown up in anything other than basically party
Mario
games.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
He
that
shows up in sports games and
this is his time to shine, baby.
maybe. I feel like I mean, if you remember the finale of the movie, right? We got the little
Yeah.
after credit scene of Yoshi Egg.
Oh yeah, I mean
I'm
Yoshi,
feeling
obviously. You
this
got
should
to get
center around
Yoshi.
Yosh, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe at the
Maybe we
end
go
with
to a Yoshi
Waluigi.
Island. We got to find
All
Yoshi's
right.
home.
That's
We
good.
got to.
That's probably is what it's going to be.
Yoshi Egg hatches in New York because it was outside
Yeah.
in the real world. Mario's got to take him back. That's why he has to go back to Mushroom Kingdom. And him and Luigi got to help him find his home. So I got to return him
That's
to
it.
Yoshi's Island.
That's it. You got the movie down. You're done. That's it. That's the movie.
And Bowser wants to find the Yoshi Island for himself
Right.
or what, like, so he's going to
Yeah.
be chasing after it too. That would be great. I'd watch that.
Same.
Oh,
It's
you could
great.
do Captain Toad. Like, they're going on an adventure, give him the little outfit.
It's good.
There it
Solid.
is.
I like it. That's the whole
There it
movie. I
is.
don't know why. They better. Hopefully, someone's listening. Because that's your movie.
And the other two things were, well, actually, the other one thing, but the thing I want to talk about, Spider-Man, the Great Web. That game was meant to be developed. It was canceled by it was an Insomniac title. It was going to be a multiplayer game based on everything that we had in Spider-Man 2, which I mean I think was an incredible game. I platinumed it last year. I thought it was
Okay.
amazing. It's
Yep.
probably my third favorite game last year after behind Alan Wake and Zelda. Sorry, fourth behind Alan Wake, Zelda, and Walkabout Mini Golf.
Yeah, I was gonna come on.
But yeah, unfortunate. I mean, I wonder, a part of me wonders if that got leaked, with leaked with some quotation marks.
Okay.
Because maybe, people see it and they're getting mad and they're like, why aren't we getting this? This looks amazing. This looks incredible. But from what I understand, even the Spider-Man 2, like these games just cost so much money to make, and that's actually becoming a big issue. So that's probably not gonna be the case. I hit a button on my computer and it started playing something. It did remind me though, because Tom was very upset. He was, we were texting about this and he was very upset that this was canceled. I'm way more upset about the Mandalorian game being canceled by the Titanfall developer. I mean, what a perfect combination of things. They have made it two very good Star Wars games, and they've made a very good Titanfall game. And this was like, well, what if we, kind of like this ice cream sandwich you have, combined those,
Right.
a Reese's, if you will, of video games. And
Yeah.
it seems like EA was like, we don't want to pay for those license fees. We need to develop
Ugh.
our own IP. And what's going to happen is, like, are they going to allow them to do another Titanfall instead? Is that what we're going to get? Are we going to get like another
I'll
something in the
take it.
Apex Titanfall universe, or are they going to come up with something else and
Yeah.
that just might not land because it's, a no-name thing? But if it were any other developer, I'd be like, you should have just stuck with the Star Wars.
Right.
But I don't know, just let them make Titanfall 3 now.
Just, dude, Titanfall is so good. I love Titanfall. I don't understand why there isn't another Titanfall.
Dude,
Like,
that campaign.
if I was a billionaire, I would be paying the people who made Titanfall 2 to make Titanfall 3 now.
That's on your list of priorities.
If I was a billionaire, I said this to you before. If I was a billionaire, I would tell the Walkabout Mini Golf guy to, well, not the guy because it's like a team now, but I would tell Mighty Coconut, listen, I'm going to give you some course ideas that I would like. Okay. Get the IP. And then you design your own courses, doing your own thing.
I'm
Here's
going
a
to
boatload.
bankroll every time I want a course. I'm going to bankroll two courses so you guys can make whatever you want and you're going to
Right.
make one that I want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then with the leftover money that I have, and then whatever profits, right? Because I'm still a billionaire, so profits be damned. I would just give that to the Titanfall 2 people and just be like, please make Titanfall 3. Thank you.
There you go.
And there
that's
you
it.
Go.
That's all of the $1 billion it's spent on Walkabout Mini. I'd be like, also, can you, I need you to make a version of this that works on Apple Vision Pro just so I can play it on that display.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, you could buy a Quest now.
The other billionaires would not like me because I would not be in the interest of like making more billions. I would just be like, no, I'm doing this and fuck off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, there it is.
Wow. Man, that is something, Alex. So I'm just seeing if there's any other news here that seems important.
Nah.
Not really, no. Okay.
Math. Fuck it.
Alex, I have something for you because we made plans to go do a thing tonight.
We did.
So we're gonna jump into something else tonight. I've a bit of a game for you.
Okay.
Because then we'll do the post show and then we'll go. Because we'll be back with a big show with Tom next week. Are you ready for your first ever op quiz?
I'm gonna be honest with you, that little didn't work.
Oh.
I didn't hear it at all. But yes, I'll take a pop quiz. I'll be impressed if you were writing questions of what we did during this.
No. I wouldn't give you a.
I don't even remember what I just said 10 minutes ago.
No. All right.
That was a pretty long game intro.
That was the full one. We don't usually always hear the full one. I just kind of let it play.
Okay.
All right.
Even though
Alex,
all you were going to say was pop quiz.
This is inspired by when you said you could name all the levels in Halo 2.
Now
this isn't something you said you could do, but this is why it's a pop quiz.
Yeah, it's pop quiz. Well, I'll do a pop quiz.
Let me just take care of that. Okay. So what I have here, can I get a hand check?
Yeah, sorry.
No phones.
No phone. I'll keep them like this the whole time.
All right. We're going to see how good you do. I want you to name every stage of Super Smash Brothers Melee.
No. Okay.
Now here's the thing. If you can describe it well enough.
Yes.
Then I won't require the full name of it, but we're going to try and get as many names as possible. Do you want the count for how many there are?
I think there's like 20. How many are there? It's like 40. There's a lot of stages in Melee.
29.
You want me to name 29 stages?
We're going to see how many you can.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Battlefield. Final Destination.
Yep. Interestingly, Battlefield was listed as special stage, Battlefield.
All right, well, you're not going to ding me for that.
No. I don't remember it being designated that way. But I think you only played there in, like, the level before Final Destination, and it was always, like, some weird modifier. You were playing, like, a Chrome Mario or, like, the Polygon guys. The wireframe guys is what they were,
Yes. Okay, so Battlefield, Final Destination, Hyrule Castle, Poke Floats.
Yep. That is right. You know what? Let me just pull it up on my phone because looking at it on my computer screen from farther away is just harder to see.
Oh boy.
Okay. Yes. Kanto Skies, Poke Floats. Got it.
Okay. Metroid. Something with a D, right?
Metroid what? Like
Depths or something? Something with a D. Metroid.
Yeah, Brinstar Depths. Yes.
Brinstar Depths. Okay. Mushroom Kingdom.
What do you remember what the Brinstar Depths level was?
It rotated.
Okay.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
It did? Okay.
Yeah. What was the one you just said?
Mushroom Kingdom.
Okay. Yes. Mushroom Kingdom. Yes.
Okay. DK Jungle.
Yes.
Okay. The F-Zero, like the race, Mute City, Pokemon Stadium,
Yep.
Yoshi's Island, Great Bay, Zelda Great Bay.
Yes.
Okay.
You're doing great so far.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. There was one that was like, okay, this one I think is from Earthbound. It was the one that had like the flying saucer that comes in. It was on the top of the city. And like the Pokemon would come out sometimes of like the, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're
You
saying. They're
know what I'm
just the
saying?
way these are written, it's a little,
There was another
Okay, it's
Metroid
this.
one.
How did you describe it? The Earthbound one?
It was the si top of the city, and it had a
Yes.
flying saucer that
Okay.
would come in.
Yep. Okay. That's
All
Eagle
right.
Land Foreside, apparently.
Oh, no way I would have guessed that in a million years. You could have given me the rest of my life. I
Yeah.
never would have gotten that. I don't think there was no, there weren't two Pokemon stadiums in Melee, right? It was just the one Pokemon stadium, pretty sure.
Let me check for you. No, there was just Pokemon Stadium and Pokéfloats in
Okay.
Melee.
Okay.
Yeah. It changed. The Pokemon Stadium had like three different, remember, you would have like the grass area and then you'd have the different areas that would pop up.
There was an ice climbers level. Pretty
Yes,
sure.
Infinite Icicle Mountain. Yep.
Okay, yep. Still never would have guessed that name. There's another one with the three block. Oh, Kirby's Dream Land. For sure.
What happens on it?
The tree in the middle blows you to the left or the right.
Okay, yeah, green greens.
Green greens. Okay, but there's also, I think, another Kirby one that looks like it's like purple, like it's in space. And
Fountain
it's
of
like a cup
Dreams.
fountain of dreams. Okay, I was gonna say it has water coming out of it. There's a Mario level
Oh,
with the
wait.
three.
I
Was
lied.
that?
It's called.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. You know
Was
what?
that
There are
Brawl?
two Kirby's Dream Land stages. One is called Dreamland and one is called Green Greens, but they both have the tree. One is just the tree with one stage, and one is this, the tree with three platforms and has
The
the
three
blocks between
platforms.
them.
It had the blocks. Yes. Okay.
I'm counting both of those because the first one's actually called Dreamland, but the one you described is Green Greens,
Okay.
and
All right.
it's,
We'll
yeah.
take it. There's a Mario one that has the pipe that goes up on the right with the three yellow blocks in the middle that can be destroyed and get fucked if they're spinning. It has a green pipe on the left, I'm pretty sure.
I
It's a
mean, that's very
Mario level.
specific.
It's a
And
Mario
that.
level.
So wait, it has.
In the middle, I think on the top floating, and then in the middle spanning like a little bit is are three yellow blocks that you can hit and they'll spin. And then on the right there's like a mountain, and on the left there's a green pipe, pretty sure.
What's in the middle?
Three blocks that span the ground, but below the three blocks, the three yellow blocks, is just you fall and you die. No? Was that Brawl?
Okay. I think that's Brawl. There are two, you know what? There's two Mushroom Kingdoms. I'm just gonna give it to you because it's Mushroom Kingdom 1 and 2.
Okay.
But one, so one looks, you can look at your phone really quick. I'm gonna send you something.
All right.
One looks like this. It's
That's
basically,
not the one I was thinking
yeah,
of.
it's okay. Size, I think I know what you're thinking of, and I think it's Brawl.
Okay.
And then the other one has like the blocks with the platforms. but it doesn't have the blocks on the bottom. It has the blocks on the top. And it has like two platforms on this, it looks like.
All right. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna keep going. So then there's our favorite. I think one of our favorites was the Earthbound level with the tree, with the bush that like used to float, and it was like a town, and the cars used to come at the bottom.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then
Evil Land 1. Yep.
Then there was Star Fox ship. Two of them. Two Star Fox ships. One was head on, one was side view.
Okay.
Right. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I think this list that I'm looking at, like the names just don't seem correct to me, to be honest with you. So, okay. It's just you're good. It's just hard for me to confirm because I have to like actually. Okay, so yeah, there's Lylat system, Venom. That is the one where you are straight on. You're fighting on the wings. That's that one that you mentioned. And then, what's the other one that you're describing?
It is like the ship straight on. So you're looking at the wings, but the it's like flying.
Yeah. That's the one I just said. What's the other one?
The one that is like the famous one, the one that you're battling on the top. It's from left to right, and then you can jump down.
And then there's the like the fuck you zone if you like hang out below the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Carnaria. Yep. Yeah. All right. You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 missing. That's it.
Okay, the only ones that I can remember now, the problem with this is that I might be combining stages in my mind. Like, I'm pretty sure DK had another stage, but I can't think of it.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. Describe the DK stage that you remember, because there is more than one Donkey Kong stage.
Well, the one that's really dark, and the one that looks like SNES. And then there's another one that looks a little more modern, that like it's not from really any game.
What do you mean looks like SNES?
Well, it looks like the game. It looks like it has like the same colors, like the brown. It has the barrel that floats underneath. That's like
okay, the one with the water. So that's Jungle Japes. And then you're okay, so you're thinking of both Jungle Japes and you're thinking of Congo Jungle. So those are the two that you've thought of. Yes.
Okay. The only other one that I can really think of is Mario Rainbow Cruise.
Yes, Mario Rainbow Cruise.
And then I said the Earthbound one. Wasn't there one? This might be Brawl. Wasn't there one that wasn't Mute City, but like the cars were raced? Like you could jump on the cars while they drove?
Big Blue.
And that's it.
Yep, F-Zero Big Blue. All right, so. Here's I'm gonna help you here.
Okay.
So you're missing very few. You actually might be missing one less than you are, because some of these are listed twice. They have like the past stage version, and I'm not sure if that's actually different or if it's just a comparison from when they made this.
Yeah. Probably missed.
Okay, so you're missing you have one character that's missing one.
Mm-hmm.
Or like one class of character, I guess you could say, one franchise that's specifically missing one. One character that's missing two.
Two.
Yep, one character that's missing one, and another character that's missing one. One of the character that's missing.
Oh, Yoshi's Story?
Yes, Yoshi's Story.
It's a book with a heart in the middle.
What do you think Yoshi's Island was, the one that you said?
The one that Yoshi's Island, the one that had the two
Alex, one you're missing,
is
actually Yoshi's Classic Stage, the one that has the three blocks that you were talking about that spin. That's a Yoshi stage. That wasn't a Mario Yoshi Kingdom stage. Yep. That's the one you were missing. So you already named that. So you're only missing three.
Yeah. Three total.
Yeah. One of them is a character you have not picked a level for yet. The other two are from franchises that you have named levels from.
Picked a character for?
Yeah. So think of all of the characters that are in Smash Melee, which isn't too many.
I got it.
All right.
I got it.
What is it?
Mr. Game and Watch.
Yeah. It's Flat Zone, baby.
Yeah.
Man, when are they going to add fucking Smash Melee to the Switch? Just do it. Just do it. Let me play Smash Melee.
Yeah.
All right. So,
just give me the characters.
Okay. So you're missing a Metroid and you're missing a Mario universe.
I'm missing a Mario universe. Was it like stage one or something or from Mario?
So you have Rainbow Cruise and you have the two Mushroom Kingdom stages. And then you're missing a very, I think, classic Mario stage. The two Mushroom Kingdom stages just look kind of like Mario levels.
Yeah. And then, and the other Metroid, I'm missing a Metroid. Is it the one that like you could, like my sword could hit it? There was a part.
And you could break pieces off. You could
break the pieces off. Okay. So that's
and the lava would rise. And like Kraiden's like in the background.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So all right. So you're only missing one. This is impressive.
The Mario one. I can't think of it. I really can't picture it.
Okay, what is like you think the most iconic location in Mario?
Level 1-1.
In 3D Mario.
The castle?
Peach's castle where the giant bullet bill comes down.
Yes, the giant bullet bill. Yes. Yes.
This just makes me want to go play Smash Bros, to be honest with you. This makes me really, I really just want to load up Smash Brothers now.
So good. Such a good game.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of Rolf, maybe we go play some fucking Smash Brothers.
How are we gonna do that? Oh, that's or just any Smash Brothers.
Yeah, we could we'll just play old stages. We'll play old stages only.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. That's going to do it for this week and for this series and this saga, this arc of season 4. This has been the Unranked Podcast. Thank you so much once again for listening. Go ahead and hit those show notes. Send us an email. Send us a line. Send us a call to 805-738-8692. Drop us a line. Join the Discord. Do what you want. We're going to be here. We've got 2 challenges next week. We've got Tom back. Very excited to see him. I mean, he's going to have a lot to update us on. But until next time, everybody, I just want you to stay unranked.
Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it.